Okay, let's get into our discussion of Yerushalmi Tainis Daf Chav Dalid. Chav Dalid, and we are on Chav Gimel Amebeis, Shlosha Svarim, right? We're in the discussion of the Ma'amados and Mishmaros. We spoke last time, the last point we made was the Ar Sameach, the Shaila about that, that came up, and letting people go in front of you. Okay, says the Gemar, Shlosha Svarim Matsu Ba'azara. There were three Svarim that they found at some point in the Azara. Some have the Gersa of Ezra, and others say no. Shlosha Svarim they found in the Azara. Says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Bishlosha Svarim Matsu Shenafal Ba'Girsa Acheres Mishar Svarim. Right, there was one time they found Svarim, and they found three Svarim, and they were different from the other two. Sefer Maoni, Sefer Zatute, Sefer He. Those are the three names. Why? Because each one of those words reflects the what was different. Be'echad Matsu Kasov. In one of the Sfarim, they found that in Zos HaBracha, it said Maon Eloke Kedem. Ubishnayim Kasov, and the other two, it said, well, we have Maona Eloke Kedem. Right? That's the beginning of the laning at the end of the Torah. V'kimushtayim Abelu Echad. And they said, the Ma'on is right, because two wins over one, and that's the correct Girsa. And sometimes you realize how sometimes the Sofer might, leave out a letter. Be'echan Matsu Kasu Vayishlach is Zatute B'nei Yisrael. And they found another one, that it said Zatute. And by the end of Mishpatim, when it spoke about the Avoda that was done at Maimon Har Sinai, it said the Zatute, the officers of B'nai Yisrael went. That's not what our Torah says. Ubishnayim kasu v'yishlach es na'arei B'nai Yisrael. V'kimushnayim ubeilu echad. And the same thing. But that also might be understood by a sofer, because a sofer might have gotten mixed up, because if you remember, this was one of the 10 changes of the Septuagint. The Septuagint, when they made the 10 changes, Megillah Daf Tes, for Talmai HaMelech, and miraculously, the 70 rabbis made all the same 10 changes. Bereishis bar Elokim, Elokim bar Bereishis, Nasa Adam, Esa Adam, various changes. But one of them was this one, right? B'chob Na'are, you send a Na'ar, you send a youth to do the Avodah, the Maimon Har Sinai. Zatute is, Rashi says there in Megillah, Lashon Chashivus, Aval Na'are Lashon Katnus, V'yomar Guruim Shalachem, Shalachtem L'kal B'nei Ashchina. Right, that would be appreciated why it says na'are. We've discussed in the past that it could be that na'are is meant to teach us something. Why does it say na'are? Because Rabbi Saul Salanter points out that na'ar is not an age but an attitude. And if somebody has the attitude of na'arus, so then that's what life's about, right? And I think he quoted, right, Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun is called na'ar in Kisisa, and he was 56. Right, if you do the math. So 56 is a na'ar. So it says if you saw Salanter, yeah, because he was always looking for the next project. He was always looking ahead. Zikna is always classified and defined as past focused and retiring and what have I already accomplished. While na'are is always looking ahead. What's my next project? So that's what a Jew has to be. And that's why it says na'are. But for Talmai, he might not have appreciated this. So it says zatute. Okay, so that was two. Number three, and this one, the Achronim in the back wonder how there could be such a difference, right? We explain how the other two, you forget a letter, an extra letter. But Echad, Matsu Kasov Teisha, He. In one of them, they found nine times in the Torah it says He. Ubishnaim Kasov Achas Esrehi. And another, the other two Torahs, it has 11 times. The Kibushtaim Ubilu Echad. Okay, so the Mefarshim talk about, and they quote between the Vilna Gaon, what are the He instead of the He's and the Who's. Okay, that's the, Svarim. Amar Rabbi Levi, Migilas Yuchsin, Masi Yerushalayim. They found a Yichus scroll in Yerushalayim. The Kasev Ba. And it was said, what is this doing here? That's a good question. Maybe it has to do with the previous Gemara, a day and a half ago, of the Yichus. Rabbi Akiva couldn't become the Nasi because he didn't have Yichus. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had Yichus. So the Gemara had a whole list. The Kasev Ba. Hillel min de David. Right? Hillel, came all the way going back to David HaMelech. Question from through the all patrilineal, was it only through the father, through the mother? But they say the Beis HaNasi somehow came from David HaMelech. Ben Yetzef min da Asaf. The family of Ben Yetzef came from Asaf. Asaf was mentioned in Tehillim often. Ben Tzitzis Akeses min da Avner. Came from Avner ben Ner. Ben Kovisin min da Achav. Ben Kalba Savua min da Kalev. Kalba Savua, the father-in-law of Rabbi Akiva. came from Kalev. Reb Yana, let's just finish the sentence. Reb Yana min de Eli, min or ben Yehud min Tziporin. Rabbi Chia Rabba Mibnei Shvatia ben Avital. That's the son of David, one of the sons of David HaMelech. Avital was one of the wives of David. Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta Mibnei Yodav ben Rechav. Rabbi Nechemia min Nechemia Atashasa. Rabbi Nechemia the Tana came from Nechemia in Tanakh. So one, just one comment. So some of the Achronim, so I think the Minchas Elazar discusses Kabbal Savua. So we all know Kabbal Savua. Why was he the father-in-law, a very rich man, and he was called Kabbal Savua? Because people used to go in as hungry as a dog and leave as satiated fully satiated. Is that such a covetic name? Call him, you know, dog satiation, right? Is that what you call one of the mechubadim, you know, of, and he says it always bothered him. Kashem ma'od lahavin. Al gavir v'sar b'Yisrael kazeh nediv v'shua yirei alokim tzadik asher zacha lachatano shahaya tana Rabbi Akiva, right? And he was ochet to such a son-in-law. Yikru b'shem bizoyin kazeh ben kalba savua shu ben kelev savaya, right? So what? How does Seti understand that? V'yafilu v'yapirish k'shenichuzu l'beiso, right? Even according to that pshat, hu dachuk v'asa me'rachuk ma'od. He says, but according to this Yerushalmi, it's much better. Because Kalba Savua, he came from Kalev, not Kelev. Kalev. So Kalba, he came from Kalev, Savua, he made everybody satiated. That's it. He says, Bazem Mechuban Heitev, Ki Hayel Shevach Shu Ben Kalba, Tayu Kalev Ben Yefuna, Gudis Megels Wilson, Fahainu Shevach Mishpachto, Shu Ben Kalba, Kalev, he's the son of Kalev, Shavua, Savua, she is Bia Kalevim, Anira, Kol Shevach, Ubalashon, Nikia. He adds in parentheses, I guess he got to be a bucky nifla in Yerushalmi and in Bavli also. He says, Rov ha-pamim, often, divrei Yerushalmi, miskavnin yoser kipshutan, be'inyan ma'asios uvdos va'agados. Very often, the versions of the Yerushalmi stories are closer to the MS, he says. Uveprat ha-nasim b'Yerushalayim, especially the ones that happened in Yerushalayim, like Kalba Savua and Arayakiva. Matimos Yosef, Ruyan Lakavla, Nulahavina, Mashahim Babavli. Kamosha Kazati, Harbi Kamapamim, Bekamaduchti Bedevre Torah. I'm just reading what he says. I am not, supporting or arguing on that. I'm just reading what he said here. Okay. Let's continue. Tani, once we're talking about, Chashivus, as we said, you know, Yuchsin, where they come from, and we said earlier about who gets to sit next to who, and who gets the first seat, who gets the second seat. So Tani Seder Hasev. So from like the sugyas in Brachas, when they used to have, when people used to come have a bite to eat or drink, they had couches, and they used to lie down, and who gets the good couch? So what's the Seder of a Seba? Bizman changed day mitos. If there's only two beds, Hagadol Shebehen Olem Esibarosh, Hoel Yona. The more chasha person gets the more prominent couch. Vasheni lo lamati b'manu, and the second one, in the second one in social status, gets the second one, the one that's inferior. Bizman chain shalosh mitos, and if there's three, hagadosh ben olo lemeisa broshem soes, so the gadol gets the middle one. Vasheni lo lamala, and the second one gets this next best. Vashlisha lo lamate b'manu, so the second one gets right above him, because that's the second best. Another one gets the third on the bottom. V'chein mazdirin v'holchin, and then if you have more people come, they're each added to the sides. Good. Amar Yeshua bar Rav Yitzchak, avos derachasef in kvurin. The avos in Maras Machpela are buried this way. What does that mean? Buried this way? So, says the Karban Eidah, Avram's in the middle, because he's the most chashuv. Yitzchak is above, and Yaakov is below. Right, because it goes in that order. Some say, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes, the Yesh Omrim, they weren't buried altogether. They weren't buried altogether. So, the Yesh Omrim, Kivat Shalom Nikru Ba'achas, Yitzchak Lamata Me'Avraham, Be'Yaakov Lamata Me'Yitzchak. No, when they put Yitzchak in, he wasn't going to be above Avraham, so he put him under Yitzchak. And when Yaakov was buried, so they put him under Yitzchak. V'derech Hasev She'amru, Ki Hakta Reisha, Debishashev Shnayim, it's just talking about the, when there are two. But, the third, you know, you can't say Derech Hasev is talking about Avraham Yitzchak, but not Yaakov. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Rav Yasa. We continue. Getting back to the Ma'amados. So we learned in the Mishnah that the Ma'amados laned from Maisa Bereishis. We'll get to exactly what they laned. The special lanings that took place were related to Ma'aser Bereishis. Somebody mentioned that last year, I might have said, I was looking at Sukkah, I might have said Sota by mistake, but it was Sukkah. Obviously, the Gemaras at the end of Sukkah are about Bilga. I don't know, I might have misspoke. So says the Gemara. So why do we lay Ma'aser Bereishis for the Ma'amados? La'olam in olam omid ala ala karbanos. Why? Because the karbanos hold up the world. And if it's holding up the world, and the Ma'amados are representatives of Klal Yisrael to be there for the karbanos, so they lay Ma'aser Bereishis, because the karbanos are holding up the world. That's what the Gemara... what about Bezman Hazeh? What about Bezman Hazeh when we don't have the karbanos? So we know it says it at the end of Maseches Tainis. It says it in Maseches Megillah, right? Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Mabez in the Bavli. Bischus saying the karbanos. Saying the karbanos, says the Gemara. So you say the karbanos. You say the karbanos, which a little tzarech iyun bizman hazeh. I heard b'shem Rabbi Isaac Bernstein. The first thing we sacrifice in davening sometimes are the sacrifices. So only he could have a line like that. Okay, taman taninan. We learned in the Mishnah, once we're talking about what the world stands on, we speak about other Ma'amorei Chazal. Shimon HaTzadik Haya Omer. Shimon HaTzadik, the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Haya Bishir HaKnesset HaGadola. Shimon HaTzadik was from the last of the Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Hu Haya Omer. Ashlosh HaDvarim HaOlam HaOmed. Al HaTorah Ve'al Avoda Val Gemilas Chasadim. So we could have a couple of hours of Shirim on that line, but we'll just continue. Right, three, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim. Some say that's those are the three Kalim in the Heichal, right? The Torah, obviously the menorah is Torah, and the Shulchan is Gemilas Chasadim, because it's about Chesed, and the Mizbeach is Avoda. So the Maharal, we've mentioned this in the past, the Maharal says in his commentary in the Ruach Chaim that these three are connected the big three Averis. Right, Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah. Why those three? Hashkafically. So again, the Gemara has limudim about why Dafka those three. But the Maharal talks about it at Bederach Hashkafa, because these three, he says, are exactly the opposite of Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasadim. And he says, Tam davar zeh, ki elu gimel averes heim hefich elu gimel dvarim, shehaolam omed aleyem. Ki ein safek, ki Avodah Zarah hefich Avodah, shehi el akel yisbarach. And then, so those two are straightforward. How is that? He says, because Torah, or start with Gili Arayis, is the most physical, animalistic, mundane, lowly activity we could be involved in, and learning Torah is the most sublime, heavenly, uplifting. Kimalas haTorah sheyaseichal nivdal menachamri legamrei veidavar shal yado adam nivdal menachamri rak al yedei haTorah hasichlis vehefech zagili arayis sheolech achar znus haguf shegili arayis ubzeh holech achar achamri atchu nechshav legamrei kibo behema vachamor. So that's the Maharal relating to the big three. Yeah, the big three. We'll talk more a little bit soon. Let's wait. Says the Gemara, Ushlashtem v'pasuk echad. Really, all three of these are alluded to in the following pasuk. Va'asim dvarai beficha. Well, just by the way, why is this here? Well, we just said the world stands on avoda. So this is saying either the Gemara is contrasting, right? It's three, not one, or it's any one of these three, right? And the Gemara said b'schus hakarbanos. That means one of the three. Doesn't mean that's the only thing that keeps the world going. Ushlashtan pasuk echad, vasim dvarai beficha, zu Torah. Ubitzel yadi kisisicha, I covered you with the shadow of my hand, zu gemilas chasadim. That's chesed. Lulamedcha, the Gemara just, mentions before continuing the pasuk, cause you see, this pasuk talks about chesed and Hashem's shadow. Vagamedcha, shakal misha, osu, shu osik, bat Torah, gemilas chasadim, zachaleshe bitzelo shalakarish barachu. Whoever is osik in Torah and chesed, are zochet to sit in the shadow of Hashem. It doesn't say one or the other. You got to do both for this one. Torah and Chesed. Hadahu dechsiv mayakar chastacha elokim. Pasuk that we say when we put on our tefillin and then from Tehillim. How beautiful, how precious is your Chesed Hashem. Uvnei Adam betzel kenefecha yechesayun. So how beautiful is your Chesed that Hashem does. The Karman Ha'edah here quotes the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, which talks about what does Hashem do all day. Right, the Gemara splits the day into four. What does Hashem do all day? Hashem learns, Hashem judges, Hashem is Mefarnes, and Hashem plays with Lev Yassar. Those are the four parts of Hashem's day. But he quotes, Hashem is Mefarnes, right, from the largest animals to the smallest tiny creatures, right? And that's Hashem's chesed. He takes care of everything. And just finishing that line, the pasuk now, Lento Hashemayim L'Yisod Aretz, Elo HaKarbanos. What's the Yisod of the Aretz? That is the Karbanos. Interesting difference in Girsa. According to our Girsa, we have Mishehu Asuk B'Torah B'Gemilas Chasadim. The other Girsa on the side is Mishehu Osek. What there is in Asuk and Osek. Osek is more of involved in right now. Asuk means that's his Asek. Asuk is more describing him than what he's doing. Osek means he's Osek right now. He's busy with. Asuk is more on the Gavra than on the Maisa. Asuk is somebody who's, he's, that defines him. Okay. Uvalemar Litzion Amiata. And say to Tzion, you are my nation. Elu Yisrael. Right, that's the end of the pasuk that we are called Tzion. Right, Tzion has a number of meanings in Tanakh. It can mean Yerushalayim, it can mean Eretz Yisrael, and here it means Am Yisrael. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, Chizanu Akol HaMikra. I looked through all of Tanakh before a computer. V'lo matzanu shenikra Yisrael Tzion elazeh. And this is the only pasuk I ever found that Am Yisrael is called Tzion. V'leimor l'Tzion Ami Ata. Right, what does that mean? We are Tzion. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. So it could be that we are connected to the other Tzions. Right, the money psukim that talk about the Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim being Tzion, the Karban Eidah says it's from the word mitsuyanim. We are royalty and noted through our mitzvahs. Tamantaninan. We quoted the pasuk, the Mishnah at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph. Now we're about to quote the Mishnah at the end of Perek Aleph. Taman Taninan, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ashlo Zedvarim, Ha'olam Omeid, on three things the world stands. Ala Din, Vala Emes, Vala Shalom. Din Emes and Shalom, Vishlashan Davar Echad, and they're all one theme, because one leads to another. Hain, Nase Hadin, Nase Emes. If you have judgment, then you get to the truth. Nase Emes, Nase Shalom. And when this truth, everybody's happy. Nasa shalom. Amar b'mana u'shlashtem b'pasuk echad. It's all mentioned in the same pasuk. Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. So we have two Mishnayos here, and the Rishonim already wonder. We have two Mishnayos here in the same parak in Pirkei Avos on the same amud in Yerushalmi. Right? What is the makes the what's the world stand on? Did Emes and Shalom or Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim? So which is it? Which three? So you might say, oh, they're parallel to each other. Okay, but it's not exactly. What din emes and shalom? Okay, shalom maybe is gemilas chasadim. What's avoda, right? Din emes. It's a harder one. So the Rishonim, who talks about this? The tour. Which tour? Simon Aleph Choshen Mishpat. The beginning of Choshen Mishpat. The tour starts off with this Mishnah. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ashlo Zedvarim Olam Kayam. Din emes and shalom. Pirish Rabbeinu Yonah. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. We have Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. He quotes, the Tour also learned Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah was two generations earlier. Rabbeinu Yonah was with the Ramban. Ein Pirusho. What does it mean? Right, because if you look closely in the words, one says Ha'olam Omeid, one says Ha'olam Kayam. Difference between the two. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ein Pirusho, Shebishvil Shlosha Dvarim Elu Nivra Ha'olam. Now, why was the world created? Tara Vodah Gevilas Chasadim. What keeps the world going? Din Emes and Shalom. Right, that's how Rabbeinu Yonah understands. Rabbi Tchila Saperek Omer Ashol Rabbi Olam Omeid Ve'Einam Elu Shezocher Kan Ela Mitchila Amar Shebishvil Shlosha Dvarim Nivra HaOlam Tar Avodah Gemilas Chasadim V'Chol. He quotes Psukim about that. But Kan Omar Acher SheNivra Miskayim Al Yedei Elu SheAl Yedei HaDayanim SheDanim Nishlach Haveira HaOlam Kayam V'Cholu. And he continues to explain. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. If you look at the Beis Yosef, he's not so thrilled with this answer, and he goes with, he says, well, if it, is it strong enough? Not, it's not strong enough to be created the world for it, but it's only strong enough to like keep the world going. So, he discusses maybe some of it was originally and some of it is what we do. Achar shnivra b'shlosha shehizkir shimon atzadik hukayim b'shlosha shimon amliel shadin sibas. He connects the three to each other. He connects the three to each other. Din is kiyam haTorah. Emes is avoda somehow. He says, and Shalom is Gemilas Chasadim. So you know, there's more there in the Rishonim, but we'll have to leave that for now. Good. Says the Mishnah. B'yomar Rishon, so they lay in Maisa Brachos every day of the Ma'amados. What they lay? So they split up the laying. B'yomar Rishon, Karin Brachos, Yirakia. right? The first day they land, what happened on the first day of creation? Bisheni, Yihirakia, Yikavu Amayim. What happened on the second day also? Bishlishi, Yikavu Amayim, Yihima Oros. Baravi, so every day they land that day and the following day. Baravi, Yihima Oros, which happened on the day four. Yishutsu Amayim, which happened on day five. Bachamishi, Yishutsu Amayim, Batosi Aretz. Bishishi, Toti Aretz, Lechu Hashmayim V'Aretz, V'chol Tzva'am. Shabbos, they land the Parsha. There was no mamados. They didn't fast. They didn't do any of these on the on Shabbos. Parsha Gadola Karnas Obishnayim. If you have a, some of these, right, the days in Maisa Bereishis aren't all equal wording. So the bigger parshios he split up into, right, because there were a couple of aliyas. Viktana biyachid, but the smaller ones, one person read. When did we do these? When did they lane in the mamados? This Kriyas HaTorah, the special Kriyas HaTorah. B'shachris uba musaf. Shachris and musaf. Musaf. They're fasting. They're having mamados. This doesn't mean musaf, the Pnei Moshe explains. It means an extra tefillah that they said, but it doesn't mean what we call musaf. But it's shachris and musaf. They daven shachris. They had extra tefillah. That's when they, and they are laning. They are laning. They lane twice. They lane by shachris after shachris, and they lane by musaf. They're extra tefillah. Ubimincha nichnasin mekaran alpien kagar neshma. But in the afternoon, by mincha time, they didn't, they lane by heart. They lane by heart, Kikaron Shema, like we say Shema, meaning, what do you mean? How could you say, Parshios by heart? Right? Don't we know? Gemara says elsewhere, Dvarim Shebechsav Iyata Rashar Laomran Alpe. So how are you allowed to do this? So what does the Mishnah say? It's like Shema. Shema we say from a sitter. That's not, right? Saying from a sitter is like, Balpeh. It's not a cloth. Right? So the Rishonim discussed this. There are different suggestions given, right? Dvarim Shebechsav. The Tosfos in Temura, Daf Yudalad, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're not being motzi somebody, so then, you're allowed to say it. The only problem of, the only time you need a klaf is if you're being motzi somebody. Like Kriyas HaMegillah, or the like. But if you're not being motzi somebody, so then, you're allowed to say it yourself. There are other answers given, but we'll leave that for now. Erev Shabbos, but mincha lo yoyin, nechlazim, but nechavet Shabbos. But mincha afternoon, they didn't have the extra tefillahs because kavet Shabbos, they were busy for Shabbos. Kol yom sheish bo halel, whenever there was a day of halel, like Hanukkah. Because just Hallel, that's the only thing you added, Ein Bo Maimed Shachris. So Hallel was an extra tefillah, so they wouldn't have the extra laning. Mamad here means the extra laning for a Mamad. They wouldn't have that by Shachris, because they had Hallel. Karban Musuf, a day that you also have a Karban Musuf, like Rosh Chodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh, Ein Bo Ne'ila. Then you don't have these extra lanings at all. By Karban Musuf, that means, by Musuf time, and by Mincha time, and even by Ne'ila time. Remember, they added in the Eel on those days, the fast days and also the Mamados. So the Tanakhama here holds that whenever you have a carbon musaf, there was no special laning for the Mamados. The carbon eitzim ain bo mincha, but carbon eitzim will learn that there were special days that certain families brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash, and they did it at a time when the Beis HaMikdash didn't have so much, so they were zoche to those days, the carbon eitzim, ain bo mincha. So if you brought a carbon eitzim in the afternoon, they wouldn't have the special lanings by mincha because they were busy with the carbon eitzim. And that's why they wouldn't have that laning. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Benazai. Benazai says the opposite. Kach amar Rabbi Yeshua. Shona. This is how Rabbi Yeshua learned it. Flip what we just said. Carbon musaf, on the day that you have a carbon musaf like Rosh Chodesh, then ain bo mincha. So then you don't have the special ladings by mincha, which is close by at that time. But carbon, meaning, but you would have it by ne'ila much later in the day. But carbon eitzim ain bo ne'ila. But carbon eitzim, the day you bring a carbon eitzim, that's the day that you don't have anything. You don't have any of the mamados because you're busy with the carbon eitzim all day, as the Gemara will talk about. Chazer, Rabbi Kiva li yoshon kedivir ben azai. Rabbi Kiva was chazer, but he's like, okay, I agree with that version of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chuna amar bishlosha kriyo shebatora lo yifchasu b'yasar psukim. We know the rule, right? Every time you have three aliyas, like on a weekday or by Shabbos mincha, you need at least 10 psukim. That's the minimum. Meaning every person gets 3 psukim, and you have to have a total of 10. So somebody's going to get 4. Chizki amar, why do you need 10 keneged aseres hadibros? Right? Why do you need 10 keneged the aseres hadibros? Maybe because Kriyas HaTorah is always a reenactment of the aseres hadibros. Right? That's why some people stand for laning. Because it's kilu, it's the aseres hadibros, and we reenact that. So that's why having 10 psukim minimum reminds us of that. There's a lot of symbolism to the aseres hadibros. Remember, the only time that Rashi on Chumash quotes Rav Sadia Gaon at the end of Mishpatim, that Rashi says that Rav Sadia Gaon figured out that all 613 could be categorized within those 10. Those aseres hadibros are 10 categories, and the 613 are within all of them. Says the Gemara, okay, so you always have to have 10 psukim? We got a problem. What does our Mishnah say? Vatanina biyamarishon bereshis yirakia v'ales bonel atzbanya. The section that they laned on Sunday only has 8 psukim. Right? The Mishnah says yirakia and the bereshis and yirakia. That's how do you get 10? So Rabbi Idi Amar is palgun kan of asa. There was a machlokas what they used to do. Chad Amar Choser. One says they repeated. The first aliyah was pasuk 1, 2, 3. The second aliyah was pasuk 3, 4, 5. I'm sorry, yeah, repeat 3, 3, 4, 5. The second aliyah was 5, 6, 7, 8. Right, so they repeated a couple of psukim. The charana amar choteich. The other one said, no, you cut a pasuk in half. That's how you get 10. You cut a pasuk in half. Really? Light a pasuk, cut a pasuk in half? Says the Gemara. Ma damar choser, choser, shape psukim. According to the one that says you repeat, so you repeat the same pasuk twice. Ma damar choteich. The one that says cut, you can't just cut a pasuk in half. What could you cut a specific pasuk? Vayera veivoker pasuk b'fnei atzma. You're allowed to cut in the early days of Maisa Bereshis, Vayera veivoker yom blank, that's half a pasuk. You're allowed to cut that into a separate pasuk. Why? Because later in Maisa Bereshis, it appears as an independent pasuk. Vayera veivoker appears as a separate pasuk, so therefore cutting it where it appears as a half a pasuk, that's allowed. You can't just quote a half a pasuk. You can't just cut a pasuk. Why? The Gemara says elsewhere, Kopsuki de lo paske Moshe, anan lo paskinan. You're not allowed to break up psukim except how Moshe Rabbeinu broke them up. So here though, because Vayarev is a separate pasuk anyway elsewhere, so you can break it up. So says the Gemara, okay, that helps for day one. What about day two? Ve'adat tanina b'sheni yirakia yikavu amayim, chad amar chozer v'charada amar chotech. Try to fit those in. Manda amar chozer chozer shape psukim. You want to repeat psukim? Fine. Manda amar chotech, afilu chotech lespa. Here, one of the psukim is already Vayarev evoker yom blank. That's already an independent pasuk. So you don't have enough to break up two psukim. So tzorachiyin, right? Tzorachiyin, the Gemara says on that day. Saying half psukim themselves, even specifically this, is a big discussion in the poskim. Many say that if it's bederach tefila, you're allowed to say half a pasuk. We often, our minhag is we often say a part of a pasuk. Right? Anybody say here, v'zos ha-Torah? V'zos ha-Torah shows some of v'bnei Yisrael. That's one pasuk. Al pi Hashem b'yad Moshe is a half a pasuk. Some people start off Shabbos morning. Al kein beirach. That's a half a pasuk. Some people start off Friday night kiddush. Right, yom hashishi. That's part of a pasuk. So some say, okay, we'll start off vayera yivoker. That's also a half a pasuk. Right. So you have to, if you want to get the whole pasuk, you have to start off vayara lekibus kol asher asav v'itam ma'od vayera yivoker yom hashishi. So some are machbid. And I say that's quietly, but the Rama says start off with yom hashishi aler because it's yudke vavke yom hashishi vayichulu hashemayim. That's why Kiddush starts with, even though Yom HaShishi is the end of the previous. The Chassam Sofer writes in the Shuvah, he didn't want to start off with the whole Pasuk. Because then there's a Medrash. Tov Ma'od Zeh HaMavas. So he didn't want to start off with that. So he said, I'll say a half a Pasuk. Vayera Ve'evoker. But again, that's a half a Pasuk. That's this half a Pasuk that's being referred to. Okay. Hey, Severov, Palipa Bar Prita Kumi Reb Zira Bar Pashas Amalek. What about Amalek? Purim morning. 9 Psukim. How do we lay 9 Psukim? Amarle Shan Yehi, she's Sidro Shal Yom. No, but that's what's relevant to the day. What's relevant to the day is that section, Purim 9 Psukim, so therefore we're allowed. That's the only time. Hey, Sever Belazar Bar Meirom Kumi Reb Yona, Vatani Boni Min, we have a brisa that says, Hamafter Benavi Lo Yifchos Measrim Ve'echa Psukim. The Haftorah always, remember the days, they originally started Haftorah when they weren't allowed to lane. So Haftorah was parallel, took the place of the laning. Haftorah has to have at least 21 Psukim. Why? Because as parallel to the 7 aliyos of the laning on Shabbos. 7 aliyos, each had 3, so 21. But 1 second, we just said every 3 has to have 10 psukim at least. So Gemara says, shouldn't it be 23? Because the first three aliyos are parallel to, let's say, 10 psukim. The next 3, 10 psukim, that's 20. And the last aliyos, 3 psukim. So it should be 23? No answer given. You might say that it's not that every 3 needs 10. It's that when you only have 3 aliyahs, then the 10. Okay, it's neat. Anshe switched that word ma'amad, ha'yumis'anem b'chol yom. The ma'amados, the people used to fast throughout the week. Not Sunday, Friday, but b'sheni ha'yumis'anem, why they fast on and daven on Monday, b'sheni ha'yumis'anem afar sheyamim. They thought about the people who were at sea. V'yomar elokim yirakia b'zochamayim. Because the day 2, Monday, is the day that the water was created, so water is still wild on that day, you might say. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva, in Gimel Reish Sadi, that every day of creation kind of happens again on that day. every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. So here too, we daven, because it has to do with water. On Tuesday, they used to daven for people who used to travel, because that's the day that earth was created, land, the dry land. On Wednesday, on Yom Rav, fast and daven so that children did not choke and suffer the terrible disease Askara. Was Rashi quotes this, Vayomar Lokim, Yihi Ma'oros Me'eras Ksiv. Right, it's written without the Vav, so it could mean Me'era, which is a curse. Bachamishi Hayu Mesanin Al Ha'mu'ubaros. Thursday they used to fast because they had in mind the pregnant women. Shalo Yapilu, they wouldn't, shouldn't miscarry. Vala Minoka, Shalo Yamusu Bene'em, and on nursing so that their babies shouldn't die. Vayomar Lokim, because it says, Yeshua Mayim Sheretz Nefesh Chaya, life. They were davening for life. So that's why they used to daven and fast on these days. Tini lo yemasana lo berav Shabbos lo mozei Shabbos menei kavet Shabbos. They wouldn't fast on Sundays or Fridays because of kavet Shabbos. Interesting. Fridays we understand don't fast because you don't want to go into Shabbos when you feel sick. What? How does not fasting on Sunday kavet Shabbos? So maybe because if you don't feel good on Sunday, you'll think about, oh, it's because I ate so much on Shabbos and you have a little negative feeling for Shabbos. That's why maybe. Tani, Sanhedrin gadol ha'isa misan imoim. The great Sanhedrin, they used to fast along with the Ma'amados. Says the Gemara, the Sanhedrin yuchol l'sanos b'chol yom. They were Ma'amados every day. So the Sanhedrin, the people fasted every day? That's impossible. Mechalkan ha'yu atzman al-bati avos. No. They split up amongst the 71. They said, who's going with this base off? And they split it up. So a few of them fasted each day. Ve'masan al-shnei dvaram ka'achas. Once we're talking about fasting, you can't fast for two things at once. Min hadap, and you know that from the following, right? This is also quoted in the beginning of the Bavli. V'natsuba v'namaksha me'alokenu alzos. This. Amar eftan chuma lo min hada el min hada. This is the right pasuk. V'rachamin l'miboy min kadama lo shmaya. We have to daven for rachamin from heaven. Al raza dana. On this secret, says in Daniel. Rabbi Chaga, b'shem Rabbi Zeira, shem hoi shnei dvarim konatiris kishamim v'govai masrin aleihen. If it's a two similar types of problems of tsaris, no rain and attacking grasshoppers, or govai, some say it just means the crops are getting sick, but either way, that's all about we're not going to have any food, right? So therefore, you could daven for that together. Reb Chagai karavi nafag latanisa, when Reb Chagai went out to join them in fasting, havi amar kumi, and he said to them, achinun, my brothers, avagav de is belibinon akin sagin, even though we have a lot of things to think about, elad lahein dasinan. Let's focus on what we came for. It's a beautiful panel. I'll end with this. The Panim Yafis in Achrimos says, we daven for so many things on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So how is it that we daven for so many things? So, you know, how is it that we are allowed to? Right? You don't daven for two things, ka'achas. Right? So how are we allowed to do that? See, he says, that's why throughout Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanun, he says, he says, and that's what we say, like we say in, we say L'David Hashem Ori throughout the month of Elul. Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemei chayai. All of our bakashas are within that heading. Like the Gemara says here, you have two tzaras with the same theme, it's okay. So it's all, everything we want, health and parnasa and hatzlacha, it's all within Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yemei chayai. That's the Panim Yafis in Parshas Achrimos. Okay, we'll stop here.